Lo irara ki ata imadi. My name is Rivi Frankel from Yerushalayim, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir l'ma'alot asa einai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. I lift my eyes towards the mountains. From where will my help come? Right away, the commentators try to figure out what event the author of this Mizmor of Tehillim is talking about. It's very clear that it's a personal Mizmor, because I lift my eyes towards the mountains, from where will my help come? In fact, the commentators reach no consensus. There's no agreement as to what this Mizmor is talking about. And I think that this might be one of the reasons why this is a go-to Mizmor in times of trouble, because it can fit into a myriad of different situations. For example, the Ibn Ezra suggests that this Mizmor was written when the author was going out to war. How appropriate then that this is one of the Mizmorim that we say today as Israel is battling its enemies. Why does the author lift his eyes towards the mountains? One suggestion is that the mountains is a potential source for help. When people used to travel in ancient times, they didn't have Google Maps. They might not even know the way past a village or two. And the mountain would be a place where if they got stuck, maybe further along the trail, someone would be coming the opposite way and would be able to help them. I lift my eyes towards the mountain. Maybe somebody who knows the way is going to be able to help me. But mountains can also be a potential source for trouble. Maybe my enemy is going to come from the mountains. And so when I lift my eyes up towards the mountains, what do I say next? Ezri me'em Hashem, oseh shamayim v'aretz. My help is from God, the maker of heaven and earth. I don't need to rely on the help of somebody else. I can lift my eyes towards the mountains and remind myself that the same person who created those mountains has my best interests at heart, and whatever help will come from him. Or if the mountains are a place of danger, I can reassure myself that the same maker of those mountains, the same maker of Shemayim Va'aretz, of heaven and earth, is the one who is going to protect me. It is also possible to see this Mizmor as a conversation. I lift my eyes towards the mountains, from where is my help going to come? And that same speaker continues with Pasuk Bet and says, Ezri me'em Hashem, oseh Shemayim Va'aretz. My help comes from Hashem, the creator of heaven and earth. We then have speaker number two who continues and says, Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Behold, he does not sleep and he does not slumber, the guardian of Yisrael, Hashem shomrecha, Hashem's going to watch you, Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Hashem is going to be your shade on your right hand. If the first speaker was already able to come to the conclusion of Ezri me'em Hashem, why did we need the second speaker? Why do we need the continuation of the conversation? And I think a potential answer is that when you find yourself asking questions, when you find yourself in darkness, when you find yourself in uncertain times, even if you can pull out the knowledge that Hashem is my help, find other people who will reinforce that knowledge within you. Find a friend, find a group, find a mentor, find a person who you can have that conversation with. Chazal see a lot of similarity in the language of this Mizmor and of Yaakov when he has his dream before he's going to leave Eretz Yisrael. And one of the words that keeps coming up again and again is the shoresh of Shim Mem Resh, Shamor, Shomrecha, Yishmor, right? We see it over and over again. But I think that if you had to ask me what the milah mancha, what the theme word of this mizmor is, it's not Shamor, but it's actually Hashem. Hashem's name appears here seven times, and it is the name that we associate with Chesed. Even if you find yourself in a place where you have no one else to help strengthen and have that conversation of emunah and fear and what the ramifications of that are, never forget that you have Hashem. And Hashem is not only the power that will save us. Hashem is not only the creator of the world who runs everything. Hashem can also be your confidant. Hashem can also be the entity that you turn to have this conversation. The mizmor ends with the two people in conversation blessing each other. Hashem yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Hashem should guard you from all bad and guard your soul. And then the second speaker responds, Hashem yishmor seitzcha uboacha me'ata v'yad olam. I want to bless us all, incredible women of Am Yisrael, who are coming together to say Tehillim and to learn that Hashem guards you mikol ra, not just physically, but yishmor et nafshecha. He guards your soul, your essence of who we are, the humanity that we have, and that we can continue to be the light against this very evil darkness. May our tefillot and learning be a schut for the neshamot of those who perished, for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and to help protect all those fighting on the front lines.